WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Back in 1987, our linguist Jeff Nunberg did a piece for us on accents in the movies. Today, actors take pride in perfecting accents that are true to the region and the historical period. But Hollywood used to be inconsistent about this sort of thing. Accents depended on whether you were in a drama, romance, adventure, or biblical epic.
Hollywood didn't used to care much about the authenticity of movie accents. Claude Rains talked the same way whether he was playing an English rake, a French policeman, or a senator from Montana. And nobody seemed to mind that Clark Gable played Fletcher Christian in Mutiny on the Bounty with vowels that could only have been shaped in Ohio and with never a word of explanation. Yet, curiously, casting directors did used to pay attention to accents in certain films, and precisely those in which accents should have been entirely irrelevant. Take the ancient Roman costume epics that flourished until the 1950s, Quo Vadis, Spartacus, The Robe, and so forth. There were strict linguistic conventions in these films, which, needless to say, had nothing to do with the Latin or Hebrew of the period. The Roman patricians had to be played by British actors like Peter Ustinov or Laurence Olivier. The heroes, Christians, slaves, gladiators, depending on the film, the heroes were played by Americans like Kirk Douglas or Charlton Heston. And in the roles of apostles, you had to have Jews or Irishmen, almost always either Sam Jaffe or Finlay Curry. This casting was crucial to the key scene in all these movies, when a Roman patrician, say, was interrogating a young Christian girl. The captain has these impeccable West End vowels, and he says something like, "This Nazarene you speak of, how many legions has he?" And the Christian girl answers, 12, my lord." 12 legions? Why have I not heard of them?" 12 men, my lord." 12 men? Why, what are 12 men against all that is Rome?" Of course, sometimes box office realities intruded in the casting process. But in these films, unlike Mutiny on the Bounty, say, you had to put something in the script that would explain away the oddity. In Spartacus, for example, Jean Simmons was cast as a Christian. Her British accent was explained by making her a British slave. Never mind that the British in those days were wild tribesmen who liked to paint themselves blue and dance around the local henge. You weren't supposed to inquire too deeply into these things. In fact, these movies used accents to explain the difference between Christians and Romans, which, as it happens, was just like the difference between Americans and Europeans. As the American poet Randall Jarrell put it, "They are smarter than we, and we are better than they. Their sophistication has, unfortunately, made them bad, just as our naivete has, fortunately, kept us good." Nowadays, of course, movie accents in general are supposed to be naturalistic. When they remade Mutiny on the Bounty in 1962, Marlon Brando was required to play Fletcher Christian with a British accent, which he apparently produced by knitting his eyebrows together until his adenoids screamed in pain. And by way of revenge, we've had to listen to actors like Lawrence Harvey and Albert Finney giving us their versions of American speech. But curiously, the linguistic conventions of fantasy have survived. True, the evil empires of recent movies are operating out of Death Stars rather than the Seven Hills of Rome. Yet even in far-off galaxies, evidently, the Force tends to favor those who pronounce their R's.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist affiliated with Stanford University. He often contributes to our program. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.